you write the shift to the all local news live format, that came with the shift in ownership when essentially the employees took the station back?
Absolutely. They realized they needed content, and the cheapest way to create content is to hire some people, give them a camera, and go out and cover news. And it worked. And as I said, you know, up until that point, I hadn't worked with anybody under 30 probably for 8 years. They hadn't hired anybody. And now it's so incredibly interesting to see so many young people in the station. You know, you mentioned the execs at CTV saying that they were not going to be providing local news for free. I mean, I sat at the CRT so many times arguing that you can sell local news. We sell so much advertising on our station locally. And it's good for business. I mean, here I'll give a plug to the station, but I think we have packages where you can buy 100 30-second ads for $10,000. If you have a small business, that's really good. It's affordable. And what happens with the Toronto television stations, and I'm just talking television, that you're priced out of the market.
Are you in the black? Is it sustainable?
I think it's going to require some. We're going through a transition right now, as everybody is, and it's going to require some changes. I'm not privy to the books, but I believe that the model is sustainable. I really do. But it has to come along with a stronger online presence. It has to be a marriage of the two.
When I was publishing my newspaper in high school, I went to Mike's Convenience and got them to give me $50 to buy an advertisement.
Yeah.
This is these are micro businesses. No one's going to get rich off of this stuff. But the way that they've sustained for decades or over a century is just you're dealing with local news to a local audience, and you got local ads.
And I think Donna may be able to speak to this a little better than I can. But I remember a few years ago, the announcement came out that Channel Zero, the company that owns CH, was testing out hyper advertising. So they were actually not even just looking at the Hamilton market overall, but they were breaking down how they directed their advertising through digital service to, say, Westdale, or to Stony Creek, or to Ancaster. So again, smaller packages sold specifically to the audiences and the communities that were actually going to be using your services, which is the way the advertising market has to go. It's not a million-dollar buy, but if you get, like with crowdfunding, when you get a lot of small people spending, it works out to be a lot more money.
So in other words, the way it works is you buy according to your postal code. So if you have a restaurant, let's say the Aberdeen Tavern, and you just want to cater to the downtown core, you only buy advertising and you pay for advertising in those streets. And when the commercial break comes on, your ad goes there and something else is running in Ancaster or something else is running in Dundas.